Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Meg is a by-the-screenplay book thriller about a prehistoric shark run amok. Think Jaws meets the Poseidon Adventure meets the Abyss. The movie's title, The Meg, refers to a 75-foot-long megalodon shark, a prehistoric creature thought to be extinct. The creature resurfaces from the deep to wreak havoc on a nuclear submarine, a research vessel, and a beach resort. The movie is based on a 1997 book, Meg, a novel of deep terror, by Steve Alton. Jason Stratham plays Jonas Taylor, who had led a team that was not entirely successful in rescuing a stranded crew inside a submarine at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. Taylor is called upon to lead another team to rescue a crew when they become stranded in a submersible research vessel at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. In each instance, Taylor claims that a giant shark thwarted the rescue. Others, disbelief, changes to belief when the shark attacks again, this time killing some research crew members. The research team includes actor Rainn Wilson from TV's The Office and an international cast that reflects the movie's multinational production pedigree. Jason Stratham has a solid screen presence, and if you're a fan, he's the chief reason to see The Meg. Rainn Wilson is almost unrecognizable. The other actors are good, but don't make much of an impression. John Turteltaub is the director. He directed National Treasure, Book of Secrets, National Treasure, and Cool Runnings. He directs with an efficient attention to checking off the plot points in the screenplay by Dean Jurgaris, who was the writer for Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life, and also screenwriters John and Eric Hober. They wrote the screenplay for Battleship. The Meg has aspects of a NASA mission in its use of high-tech communication and exploratory equipment, including nifty underwater craft that resemble the X-Wing Starfighter in Star Wars. The Meg has predictable dialogue scenes, camera angles, pacing, editing, and soundtrack. The action is surprisingly low-key. The suspense doesn't really ratchet up until the final third of the film when the giant shark terrorizes beach-going swimmers. Then the mania begins. It's a lot, but it's a lot a little too late. The Meg is MPAA rated PG-13 for action peril, bloody images, and some language. Opening September 21 are The House with a Clock in Its Walls. Eli Roth directs Cate Blanchett, Jack Black, Lorenzo Izzo, and Owen Vaccaro in the fantasy comedy. An orphan helps his uncle find a magical clock. Life Itself. Dan Fogelman directs Oscar Isaac, Olivia Wilde, Annette Bening, and Mandy Patinkin in the romantic drama. A young college couple marries and has a child. The Sisters Brothers. Jacques Audiard directs John C. Reilly, Joaquin Phoenix, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Riz Ahmed in the comedy Western. A gold prospector is chased by assassins named the Sisters Brothers in 1850s Oregon. Colette. Wash Westmoreland directs Keira Knightley, Eleanor Tomlinson, Dominic West, and Fiona Shaw in the biography drama. Colette, forced to write novels under her husband's name, seeks recognition. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.